remember summer vacation when you were a kid? No limited supply of vacation days, just an entire summer to be outside in your swimwear, kicking back on a float, and drinking lemonade through a straw. Man, that sounds good. I'm Jabalani LaFall, and on today's Central Standard, it's the final chapter in our three-part series on how us landlocked Midwesterners seek out recreational water. Today, we're going poolside. Find out about local pools to check out and why swimming for fitness can be a good tool for anyone, plus the challenges of pool maintenance. For instance, is it time to trade in your chlorine and other pool chemicals and get salty instead? Plus, we've been hosting a photo contest, and now it's time to announce the winner. That's ahead on Central Standard after this hour's news. City. Historians say that the Great Bath at the site of Mohenjo-Daro in modern-day Pakistan was most likely the first swimming pool. It was dug during the 3rd millennium BC. So it's fitting that a landlocked area would have the first swimming pool in the world, because where else are you going to go? So in our landlocked KC area thousands of years later, we continue to look for the same aquatic remedy. This is Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Today, our third and final installment on how locals seek out and find water for recreational use. And today, we're pooling our resources to talk about pools. And joining us now is Courtney Meyer, the aquatics director at the Providence YMCA Ball Family Center in Kansas City, Kansas. A little time later, we'll be discussing pool maintenance and the unique experiences of an out-of-towner with a local flair. She's from a coastal region, but she gravitates around water here in Kansas City. But first, Courtney, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, who taught you how to swim, Courtney?
I actually started at the YMCA in their Swim Lesson program.
And so is that what you tell people when they come?
Yes.
You too can begin right here.
Right.
So how was that experience? What was that experience like?
My very first experience was in a group setting with different age children. After that, my mom put me and my sister in a private swim lesson with our just one-on-one instructor at the YMCA.
Was it inside? Was it outside?
It was at an outdoor facility.
At an outdoor facility. What are your earliest memories of swimming pools after that? And what did they mean to you growing up?
My earliest memory is actually going off the diving board in the deep end at the outdoor facility, YMCA. After that, my earliest memories are on the swim team and the swim club that I was on, meeting new friends and competing for swimming.
When you went off the diving board, did you go head first or feet first?
Feet first.
And did you know how to swim at that point?
Partially, yeah.
So tell us about your role as aquatics director at the Y, what it entails and when you got it and what do you do there?
My position as aquatics director entails training all of our new staff. I recruit new lifeguards and train them CPR, first aid, and all their lifeguarding skills. I also train our new swim lesson instructors, going through the lesson plans and what all of the lessons entail. I started with the YMCA as a lifeguard about 10 years ago. Since then, I've kind of held every position at the Y. I've taught swim lessons, coached swim club, taught water fitness.
Is affordable access to pools an issue in our area? So a lot of people get trained at the Y?
I believe, yeah, affordable. It could be costly to go to some pools for the area and for members of the community. So we try to offer different remedies for people to come in, programs.
A lot of people are being introduced to swimming pools for the first time at the Y.
Yes.
So you're very cognizant of that when people come in.
Yes.
You're from Kansas City, right?
Right.
How are attitudes toward swimming unique in an area like this with little access to public or private pools, landlocked at that, with only a few months warm enough for us to swim outside? What are the attitudes like toward swimming?
I think a lot of the community are a little bit intimidated by pools. I feel like they might not understand all the different aspects that go into swimming. So when they come to the Y or they go to a public pool, they might not know how to swim, so they might be a little scared. They might need a little bit more encouragement to actually get in, which is why we at the YMCA offer swim lessons for all different age groups.
Now we're going to go to a short feature at the Sweeney Pool on the UMKC campus. KCUR's Tamika Weatherspoon spoke with their aquatics manager, John Aust. Let's take a dip into that conversation right now.
I really still enjoy all the things I liked doing as a kid, swimming, running, biking. So a triathlon was a natural fit for me. And have been doing triathlons for probably 9 years or so. I actually will be doing a triathlon, the Kansas City Triathlon, this Saturday. Hi, I'm John Aust. I'm the Aquatics and Service Center Manager at Sweeney Recreation Center here at UMKC. Part of getting older also unfortunately comes with maybe some nagging injuries, slower recovery times, and I found swimming helps me deal with my low back pain. We get a lot of people doing some rehab in the pool. Swimming has low or no impact on your joints. It also provides a nice soothing stretch, as well as still being able to provide that resistance so you can help tone your muscles as well. One thing I read just the other day is swimming, I think overall, is like the second most popular form of exercise next to walking. When you take into account, you know, all their good experiences around water, whether it's just hanging out, relaxing, or swimming for fitness, you know, a lot of people do really enjoy it.
What is your name, sir?
Leo Storm.
Betty Storm, his wife.
And how long have you guys been coming here?
14 years.
How often do you guys swim?
3 days a week. Sometimes four. But
four if you can find the time?
Yes. Oh, we have plenty of time. It's just push each other to do it because it's really good for us.
We both enjoy it. We just continue doing it always since I was in grade school, and I don't know when you started.
Well, I was an athlete all my life. I played a lot of baseball and then handball. I'm in the Hall of Fame for handball. But as you get older, I'm 84 years old. Why running and exercise is no longer
appeals to you.
So swimming is just a great way to stay in shape and stay loose.
Well, it keeps you moving, keeps your joints from hurting. And it's just an all-around good exercise because you're moving every part of your body.
Ah, the soothing sounds of water. That was KCUR's Tamika Weatherspoon chatting with UMKC Aquatics Manager John Aust at the Sweeney Pool on the UMKC campus. We're here with Courtney Meyer, the Aquatics Director at the Providence YMCA Ball Family Center in Kansas City, Kansas, talking about swimming pools, all things swimming pools, and the benefits of swimming. Talk about swimming for fitness. Courtney, what benefits can we gain?
Swimming is usually low impact, more than the land-based classes. These classes have a lot of the fat burning and endurance building that your land classes would have. It's just more low impact and easier on the body and the muscles and the joints when you get into the water.
Now, you say low impact because of the seeming weightlessness of the water.
Right.
What are some of the basic exercises you can recommend for someone just getting started in one of your programs?
I usually encourage participants to use the noodle. The noodle is very good for resistance in the water. You can usually find the foam noodles at Walgreens, Walmart, all of those different places that they sell pool equipment. Those are the best. Anything for resistance is good equipment to use when you first start off with the water exercises.
You discourage people from hitting one another with the noodle.
I do.
In the pool.
Yes.
Talk about how that works, the noodle, the long cylinder, soft. exercise tool for the pool. Tell us how that
works. Anything that could provide resistance is good to use in the water. So you could use it as kind of a water weight and pushing out in front of you. You could either, if you don't know how to swim, you could either sit on it and use it kind of as a tool to go towards the deep water and use your arms as you're swimming.
So not everybody swims in pools. That's a good point that you bring up with the noodle. Not everybody swims in pools. Talk about the different activities pools are used for and what you do when you deploy them as aquatics director.
Right. If you don't know how to swim, you could still do our water fitness classes. You could get in the water. We have 2, 3, 4 feet of water, which most every adult can touch in that. You can go through and just do water jogging. You could do water walking, any type of resistance. They usually say about 30 minutes of aqua exercise. You can burn about 300 calories.
This is our third and final installment on how locals seek out and find water for recreational use. Consider today the Swimming Pool Show on Central Standard, which you are listening to on 89.3 KCUR FM and streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall. We've been chatting with Courtney Meyer, the aquatics director at the Providence YMCA Ball Family Center in Kansas City, Kansas. And we've been talking about swimming pools. Kansas City, what are your favorite area pools? Did you learn to swim in a swimming pool? What are your favorite pool memories as a kid? It's all things pool today, so give us a call at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. KCUR@CST is also our Twitter. That would be @KCURCST, rather. And Facebook is also a good option. We've already heard from people on Facebook and Twitter talking about where they learned to swim. Here's what some of them had to say. Courtney on Twitter says she learned at her family's lake house where she grew up in Connecticut. She said she was a year old and they just threw her in the water. And it worked, I tell you. She says, why is it important to just get thrown in the water as a child? Why is it important to teach children how to swim there, Courtney Meyer?
Instead of just throwing the children in the water, it's
good. Don't do that.
Yeah. It's good to go through a swim lesson program. It's a progressive lesson. They can learn all of the different techniques going through the lesson, and they progress and learn the strokes, learn the breathing techniques, and go through treading water if they need to. If they were to fall into the lake, fall into a pool, or off a boat, they learn how to tread water, how they can float for someone to get them and get to safety.
As an instructor, have you found that it's easier to teach children how to swim than it is to teach adults with their own misgivings and theories about water and water usage?
Yes, I have found it a lot easier to teach children than adults, although adults are usually willing to learn. They come there with goals and trying to learn how to swim.
Courtney, what makes people afraid of water?
I think a lot of it has to do with the breathing aspect. They feel like when they get into the water, they put their face in the water, they can't catch their breath, they start going underwater. The deep water is a huge fear that we see children and adults alike.
Peggy writes on KCUR's Facebook page that she learned how to swim at the Plaza Club, which she says is now a parking lot. Not much swimming there at the parking lot now, but she learned how to swim at the Plaza Club. Thank you, Peggy, for contributing to this conversation on KCUR's Facebook page. Courtney, for adults who never learned to swim, who might be interested in learning, how can they go about it?
At the YMCA, we offer private swim lessons for adults and teenagers also. You can sign up for a private lesson. We have 4 lessons, 30 minutes each. Usually we ask that they come with goals, and we try to work towards those goals. We use different equipment. We modify the use of that equipment to get the adults to be able to swim. Sometimes adults come in, they just want to learn how to tread water. They just want to learn how to float on their back or put their face in the water, and we work with them on whatever they want to learn.
What is your favorite aspect of swimming, Courtney?
My favorite aspect of swimming now would be teaching the preschool swim lessons. They're just really excited to come in, learn how to swim, go underwater, blowing bubbles in the water. That's what is my favorite aspect now.
It's the pool show on Central Standard today. Kansas City, what's your favorite area pools? What are your favorite pool memories as a child? It's all about pools today, so give us a call at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. David in Overland Park, welcome to Central Standard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was just listening to that previous comment about being thrown in. I'm Cherokee and Apache, and my dad used to joke that the theory was that if you threw the kid in before he could walk, if he couldn't swim to shore, he wasn't worth saving.
Whoa.
But what it really amounts to is that people are the only animal that has to be taught to swim. But if you can take a child before it knows how to walk and put it in the water, it swims naturally. So I did the same thing with my daughter, and she was swimming at 6 months with no problem at all.
Wow. Were you thrown in, Dave?
Yes, sir. And now my daughter has just applied to Overland Park Parks and Recreation for her first lifeguard job.
Wow. Swimming at 6 months. Thank you, David, for your contribution to this conversation. Where did you learn to swim? Kansas City, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Bill in Overland Park. Welcome to Central Standard.
I have a question for your guest, and perhaps people calling in. I'd like to know about covered pools, indoor pools, or historic pools in Kansas City.
Well, I don't think our guest can shed light on that. What do you want to know specifically?
Well, I just happen to be interested in, as so many things, Kansas City are old and historic and interestingly architecturally. So I'd just like to know where some indoor pools are or some old, really old ones dating back as far as they go.
Thank you, Bill. Courtney's going to take a shot.
The YMCA does offer several indoor facilities. A lot of our indoor facilities are newer and renovated, but we do have some older facilities. Independence, Missouri does have an older YMCA facility. Also, the Vivian Road YMCA also is an older facility, and the pool is a little bit older. I wouldn't say quite historical, but those are all covered indoor pools that we offer swimming year-round. A lot of them are heated. We do have lap pools in some of those that aren't heated for lap swimming, obviously.
And the YMCA is likely to have the region's oldest pools because the YMCA is a historic organization.
Yes, yes.
So what surprises can we encounter if we come to a YMCA program that you're teaching for swimming?
As far as surprises go, it might surprise a lot of people that we don't just incorporate swimming, but we also work a lot with our four core values: honesty, respect, responsibility, and caring. We do and try to incorporate all of those aspects and follow our mission through the YMCA in our swim lesson program, along with all the programs that we offer at the YMCA. They have all of the different values, and we teach about safety, pool safety. Some of the lessons even go as far as to teach rescue breathing and CPR in the high level swim lesson program.
We're speaking with Courtney Meyer, the aquatics director at the Providence YMCA Ball Family Center in Kansas City, Kansas, about swimming pools. Courtney, thanks for coming.
Thanks.
We're going to go to a quick break. We've been talking about pool chemistry when we come back and the latest pool designs with Roger Banks, owner of Banks Blue Valley Spas and Pools. Then later, Kansas City Star Lifestyles columnist Janae Osterheld will be here to talk about her unique experiences as an out-of-towner from a coastal region in landlocked Kansas City. Meanwhile, Kansas City, what are your favorite pool memories as a kid? What area pool carries fond memories for you? It's all things pool today, so give us a call and join the conversation at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Swimming pools are a great source of recreational water and a great way for exercise with adults and children. They can also be very cumbersome to maintain if you own a private pool at your home or if your job is to take care of a swimming pool. We now continue our third and final installment on how locals seek out and find water for recreational use. Today, we're talking about swimming pools. Meanwhile, Kansas City, did you learn to swim in a swimming pool? What are your favorite area pools? What are your favorite memories, pool memories as a kid? where do you take your children to swim now? It's All Things Pool today, so give us a call and join the conversation at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also shoot us an email at kcur.org. Later, we'll chat with Janae Osterhill, lifestyles columnist for the Kansas City Star, about her water memories and water preferences. But now we're going to talk about pool maintenance with Roger Banks, owner of Banks Blue Valley Spas and Pools. Welcome to the show, Roger.
Thank you.
What does it take to maintain a perfect swimming pool?
Well, it takes knowledge and training, which is not that difficult to come by. But, you know, two biggest things on pools are cleaning them and sanitizing them.
Is there such thing as the perfect swimming pool?
Probably not. There's a lot of them that are close to perfect, but, you know, it's hard to have the perfect pool all the time because the water chemistry does change very rapidly due to pesticides, fertilizers, rain, dust, wind, just all the, you know, they're exposed to the elements, so it's tough to keep them under control all of the time.
Chemical exposure is something many people swimming don't think about and probably don't want to think about. Talk about the chemicals involved in keeping a healthy pool as far as the pH levels.
pH level is important because it's actually what keeps the pool from being corrosive and damaging your equipment or damaging the finishes on the pool. It also plays an important role in the sanitizers because the chlorines work much better at a balanced pH. Also, we want to keep it as close to your eye pH as possible to reduce eye irritation.
How has the technology around pool cleaning and maintenance changed over the years?
Well, we have automatic pool cleaners now that will virtually clean, you know, up to 99-95% of your pool with very little labor on your part. We also have, you know, through the age of electronics, we have automated chemical feeders, automated testing units, things like that that have came into the market. We actually manufacture chlorine in your backyard via the saltwater pool now, so you don't have to have a lot of chlorine on site to chlorinate the pool, because we're gonna actually manufacture that in your pool for you.
It's the pool show on Central Standard. We want to know: did you learn to swim in your pool? What tips do you have for pool maintenance? We're on with Roger Banks, owner of Banks Blue Valley Spas and Pools. Call in at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888 to join the conversation about all things pools. Is chlorine bad for us, Roger?
It can be. And if it's too high of a level, it certainly can be bad for you. It's it actually is known in high levels, and a product that chlorine turns into after it's used or oxidized in the pool becomes chloramines, which have been tested to be carcinogenics. So we always want to watch for those and try to keep those as low level as possible in the pool.
What are the most common complaints that you get about swimming pools?
Just, you know, water chemistry, probably keeping the everybody wants the perfectly blue, crystal clear pool. And we can achieve that, but it does take some work. It takes some involvement from the pool owner or a professional service company to stay on top of that. Again, dust, and if the neighbor next door is spraying his trees and that blows into your pool, there's just a lot of factors that can change your water chemistry overnight.
While we're talking about pool maintenance, we're also talking about pool memories. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Call in to tell us what your favorite aspect of swimming in a pool is, or favorite pool memories as a child are, and experiences here in Kansas City around pool. Charlotte and KCK, welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a favorite pool memory.
Tell us about it.
Okay, I grew up in the 60s, and we swam at Niagara Swimming Pool at 81st and Truth, and my mother took us there when we were young. Then as we got older, we would just take the bus up 31st Street, and then at Truth, go south to 81st and get off. And all the kids in our neighborhood went there, and a lot of kids where I went to school at Westport High School went there, and it was huge. It had three sliding boards and three diving boards, and the way the pool was set up was just beautiful. And there was a wall between the 6 foot in the deep end, and teenage boys would get up there and Indian raffle on that wall. And it was just, the whole thing was a wonderful experience. And I did learn to swim there, do swim lessons.
Charlotte, what was your favorite aspect of swimming there? Was it jumping in? Was it wading? Was it just swimming? Was it watching?
Diving. It was diving. We all learned to dive off the medium and the high dive there at Niagara. And it was nice. It's the closest feeling to flying I've ever had.
The closest feeling to flying. Thank you very much, Charlotte, for
joining
the conversation.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Maurice in the KC area, welcome to Central Standard.
Okay, thank you. I just want to thank you for your comments and the question, and I just have a few comments about, I'm 73, I was born and raised in Kansas City, and lived out south Kansas City, and I learned to swim when I was about in the first grade by swimming in a small stream, which was adjoining our pool. I mean, it was just a stream. We stopped by and stripped our clothes down and swam nude. And our favorite sport, the thing I enjoyed the most about learning to swim, I learned to swim on my own with help from my friends, and was catching frogs in the river and having mud ball fights. And I got fascinated with water and water chemistry for reasons I don't know why, but anyway. And so later on, I became a water chemist. I have a master's degree in chemistry from UMKC. And now today, I am in charge of the pool chemistry of a swimming pool in a homeowners association in South Kansas City. And the thing I wanted to ask your guest about, there is a particularly noxious hazard that's associated with some swimming pools. Last year, we had in Kansas City quite an infection of certain areas, certain pools. It's called Cryptosporidium. And this is quite a deadly a bacterium that can infect a pool, and it has to be cured by a special called superchlorination. Would you ask our guest to comment on the hazards associated with maintaining water purity, particularly preventing the infection of the Cryptosporidium? Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Maurice. Cryptosporidium. You heard of that, Roger?
Yes. Cryptosporidium, there was pretty intense outbreak of it last year in the Kansas City area, I think particularly in the South Kansas City or Overland Park area. And it is a product that it does grow in a pool. It reproduces. It will even live at low chlorine levels. The only way to get rid of it is through maintaining a chlorine level in excess of 3 parts per million for a long time, or you actually can shorten that kill time by raising the chlorine level up to 10 or even 40 parts per million. There's really no way to stop it. One of the best things that I think has came into the marketplace and seems to be kind of a buzzword right now are the ultraviolet sterilizers. Essentially, what they do is exactly that. They sterilize that bacteria so that it cannot reproduce. And even though it's in the water, it's not reproducing and growing to high enough levels to be a problem. And then eventually will be killed off by the chlorine.
Roger, how does this Cryptosporidium get there in the first place?
It's usually human waste that it's usually introduced that way into a pool. Not something we want to talk about.
not really. But is this from the water system, or is it from people having a little too much relaxation in the pool?
A little too much relaxation in the pool, probably. And then it in turn affects your internal organs, where you even have bigger problems and can spread it even faster.
Well, switching the subject, we have an email from Beth, who moved to KC from the East Coast, saying there was a period of time that her father was working in another city while her mother had her brother and her father-in-law was in the hospital. The ocean was always a therapeutic trip for Beth, and genetically inherited the love of water from her parents. And she says that she has to have creative thoughts while doing laps in a pool here, and we'll be hearing more about that coastal energy, bringing that coastal vibe here to Kansas City. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888, where you can call in and tell us where you learn how to swim. It's All Things Pool today. Drew in Olathe. Welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you. I was wondering, I had a question for the guest. Are there any pools in the Kansas City area that use either electrolyzed water or even Bakwasil for their sanitizing element instead of using something as hazardous, arguably, as chlorine?
That's a good question. Electrolyzed water or other elements?
There are. Not electrolyzed water, but there's actually pools that are generating chlorine from electrolysis, which are the saltwater pools. We like those a lot because it's not a chlorine that's packaged with a lot of byproducts that have to be put in it to stabilize it and things like that. So you're getting a pure form of chlorine. You don't create any chloramines, which are the carcinogenic part of the chlorine, by using those systems. The Bakwasil came into the marketplace probably about 20 years ago. There's a lot of inherent problems with it, discoloration of the plaster, finishes, and it's not proven out to be a very reliable product. Has to be maintained just like anything, but it does have staining issues on the pools, which a lot of people don't like.
Roger Banks, how much would you say on average it costs to maintain a backyard pool for about a year?
Well, pools are seasonal here, so we're probably talking around a 5 to 6 month season. I would tell people that they're going to spend an average of $1 to $1.50 a day for chemicals to take care of that swimming pool.
It's mostly chemicals. It's not actual physical maintenance.
It's not physical maintenance, but the chlorine part of it, just depending on what chlorine you're using or sanitizer you're using, again, you're going to spend a pool is going to require 1 to 2 pounds of chlorine per day to maintain it, and so again, you just have to put the numbers together for that and decide what product you want to buy and how much that product's going to cost you.
We have an email from Marie in Overland Park. She says, we've had a copper ionization system for the past year, and they do have crystal clear water without chemicals. She says the system paid off for itself after 3 years by the money they saved from not buying chemicals. Is not buying chemicals possible, Roger Banks?
It is possible. Even with a copper-silver ionization unit, it's not going to kill everything. So most people are going to have to use some kind of a backup sanitizer, whether it be chlorine or just some type of oxidizer to burn the water out. Potassium monosulfate is one of them, which is essentially like a hydrogen peroxide. But it's hard to have a pool that's chemical free because you're still going to have to balance your pH and alkalinity and calcium hardness and things like that.
We're talking pools from the deep end to the shallow end today here on Central Standard. We are chatting with Roger Banks, owner of Banks Blue Valley Spas and Pools, and we want to know, where did you learn to swim? 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. If you have pool questions or you just want to talk about how you do the breaststroke on the weekend, call in, 816-235-2888, or you can shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. George and Lee Summit, welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you. You asked about where you learned to swim in a pool. I was about 13, which is 62 years ago, and I learned to swim at the Hall of Waters in Excelsior Springs, which was a fabulous pool. And that pool has been closed. I don't know why they closed it. I'd love to see it open again, but it was a great place to learn to swim. And at the time, living in Kansas City and driving to Excelsior Springs on Saturday morning to learn to swim, there was no interstate highway there. That was a journey every week to do that.
Well, thank you, George, for your comments on where you learn how to swim. We're asking where you learn how to swim, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And we're also talking about pool maintenance and safety with Roger Banks of Banks Blue Valley Spas and Pools. Roger, there's been a trend toward saltwater pools. Talk about the benefits of a saltwater pool.
I think the benefits, one is cost. The other is convenience, because you have a unit that's producing chlorine 24/7 for you. The other is, when I sell a saltwater pool, I don't really sell it based on a cost savings. I sell it almost like I would if you were buying a car without air conditioning. It is a great conditioning system for the pool. It gives you an extremely soft water to swim in. When you come out of a saltwater pool after swimming in it, you really feel refreshed and clean. Where most of the time on a chlorinated pool, when you get out and your skin dries, it tends to be kind of itchy and your skin feels a little dry and scaly. The reverse of that's true with a saltwater pool. So that to me is the main benefit of a saltwater pool.
Are the challenges the same in maintaining a saltwater pool versus a chlorinated pool? Talk about the compare and contrast them for us.
Well, you still need to maintain the same chlorine level in a saltwater pool that you would in a standard chlorinated pool. Again, the saltwater system is doing that on an hourly basis for you, and it's just more convenient. You don't have to store chlorine on site that you would with a conventional tablet feeder or bucket type of granular chlorine that's used.
Mick in Bonner Springs, welcome to Central Standard.
Hey, hi. There's a company that's located here in Kansas City that does natural swimming pools, and they do them all over the country, and they are chemical-free pools. They started in Wichita. There's a dozen or more chemical-free natural pools down there, and the company's name's Total Habitat. No. I know because, well, I'm the one responsible for that company, and
of course
and
you
I attribute
are.
It to growing up swimming in fresh water. And swim team, we'd swim against pools with chlorinated water. It was just so it was so painful to do so if you're used to swimming in fresh water.
Thank you, Mick, for your contribution and slight plug there. Pretty slick of you. What is a natural pool, Roger?
Well, a natural pool would be maintained there's several different ways to do it, but I know barley is one of the products that you can put in your fish pond or in your swimming pool to kill off algae. So there are natural products that will sanitize the pool. I think you still have to be careful, and most of the natural pools I've seen will still have algae on them, a growth of some type of plant material is required to maintain those pools. And some of the algae actually will eat bacteria and things like that and keep the pool looking clear. I'm not that versed on the exact chemistry that they're using for these natural pools because it has become kind of a trend lately just so people can get away from chemicals, but I'm sure that there is probably a way to do it. It's not going to be for everybody, so you just want to research it before you jump into it.
Is that barley that you were talking about, is that a brand name or is it actual barley?
Barley.
That they used to make beer.
Yeah. If you have a koi pond and it gets all green and slimy, you can put a little bale of barley in there and it'll kill off the algae and kind of clarify the water for you without killing the fish.
We're talking about the different aspects of pool maintenance with Roger Banks, owner of Banks Blue Valley Spas and Pools. Roger, thank you so much for stopping by here for our pool show today.
Okay, well, thanks for inviting me and had a great time.
As did I. You're listening to Central Standard on KCUR 89.3 on your FM dial, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm Jabalani LaFall. This is our third and final installment on how locals seek out and find water for recreational use. Today, we're talking about swimming pools from the deep to the shallow end. Kansas City, what area pool do you frequent and why is swimming a great exercise for you? It's all things pool today, so give us a call and join the conversation at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can also shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. Joining us now is Janae Osterheld. Lifestyles columnist for the KC Star will be talking with her about the unique experiences of an out-of-towner from a coastal region of the United States. Janae, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Now, talk about where you're from and the experiences you had with pools and water once you got here.
I'm from Virginia, and I grew up in Northern Virginia, so we went to Ocean City, but then I went to high school and college in the Seven Cities, Hampton Roads area, so Virginia Beach was a big part of pretty much most of my life, even before we moved there. We used to travel there a lot.
Surrounded by water, the Atlantic, the
pretty
Chesapeake
much.
Bay,
yes.
James River, pretty much everything. Where did you learn how to swim?
Well, if my mom tells the story, which I have no memory of, you know, she swims like a fish, and she just took me in the water, dropped me. She was right there. She wasn't going to let me drown, and I swam like a fish. That's her story. I don't remember that. My earliest memory of water is not swimming. It's just kind of being at the beach. But my very first swimming experience, I was 5, and it was at a neighborhood pool, and I just kind of was mimicking my mother. Like, she never, I never had formal swimming lessons. She just kind of said, swim, and I tried to do what she showed me, and I swam that day with her, and then I jumped off a diving board and scared my dad.
What is your earliest memory of consciously swimming?
Probably that same year. Like, from age 5 on up, I was swimming in the pool in the deep end.
Now, tell us about how you coped with your aquatic inclinations and fascinations once you got to Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, when I first got here, it was just total shock, just total, total shock. I mean, for me, in high school and college, going to the beach was like the thing to do at night and on the weekends. Even if you didn't get in the water, you went and hung out. So not having water was a big, big thing. One of the main reasons I moved on the plaza when I first moved here was because of the water there and the fountains. And I was like, at least there's some sort of, you know, liberation, because I always equate water with like sort of this free feeling.
What were your first steps on actually finding places to swim when you got here?
Well, my first apartment on the plaza was the Casa Loma, and they had a pool, and that's what sealed the deal for me. I didn't care if they had a washer and dryer at all, like, because they didn't. They had one in the basement, but they didn't have one in the unit. But they said they had a pool, and I literally probably saw the apartment for 10 minutes. And as soon as they said a pool, I said, I'll take it. And I went back to Virginia, got the rest of my things, and then came back.
There you go. That's the selling point there. What are some hot spots in, or in this case, wet spots that you discovered here for recreational use other than your pool?
Well, I have to say, when I first moved here, I was completely freaked out by people running through the fountains barefoot and jumping in, and it just seemed very odd and kind of
didn't seem sanitary.
Yeah. But after living here at least a year or two, I definitely ran in the Crown Center fountains with all the kids and totally saw the appeal in it and how much fun it is. And it really gives you that kind of old school slip and slide feeling, and you just feel like nothing else matters. You're in the water and it's fun.
Now, Janae, we also have a great assortment of water parks here that are sort of swimming pools on Red Bull and steroids,
yes,
so to speak. Tell us a little bit about those and your experiences that you've had.
Oceans are fun. I don't care what anyone says. Oceans of Fun is fun. Like, I really like Oceans of Fun. I love the slides, and they have the adult-only area with the bar and the pool, which that's always a joy. So I've had great, great experiences at Oceans of Fun. I actually hope to take my niece Michaela there for the very first. She's never been, so I'm hoping to take her there this summer for her first experience at Oceans of Fun. And I've also been to Schlitterbahn, which has a slide that makes you feel like a Krispy Kreme donut.
In what way?
You kind of lay on a tube, and it takes you sort of up this hill or belt of some sort, and then it just drops you, almost like a roller coaster. It's like nothing I had ever experienced before. And you just get this rush of water. It's pretty amazing.
Kansas City, what area pool do you frequent? What do you do for recreational water around here to actually get in? Why is swimming a great exercise for you? It's all things pool on Central Standard today. So give us a call at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And, of course, you can shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. Puncher, Paola, Kansas. Welcome to Central Standard. Puncher?
Yes?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Good. So what do you like about swimming?
That it's really fun, and you like get to get wet and have fun and play in the pool. It's fun. And you also exercise while you do it.
How old are you, buddy?
What?
How old are you?
I'm 8.
Thank you, Puncher, for sharing your experience with us. We start them early. Just like you started early, Janae.
That's right. Only he's already exercising.
Right.
I didn't respect the pool for exercising until recently.
And what do you do for exercise in the pool?
Last year, I swam my very first mile at North Kansas City Community Center. I saw all the wonderful silver-haired mermaids in there. And I thought, you know, if you're 80 and you can swim a mile, then I need to build up my tolerance and get fit like that too. So before I got married, it was my goal to build it up to swim a mile, and I did.
These mermaids, actual people?
Actual
people. Or a metaphor for something else under the water that you saw?
No, actual people. I'd rather call them silver-haired mermaids than old women.
Right. What do you recommend most as far as swimming activities here in the Kansas City area, places to take a dip?
You know, a lot of the hotels have different, they haven't announced their season yet, but I know a lot of hotels on the plaza in downtown have had various swimming nights over the years. I've gone to happy hours and swim parties. And, you know, there's country clubs like Westwood that have, you can get a membership and go swim there. The Jones, for me, it's not the best place to swim. However, it is one awesome pool party any time of the day, whenever you want. And I do go there in the summer for that experience because sometimes just standing in the water, sitting in the water, having a drink is equally as relaxing.
And this is definitely the season for pool parties. You know?
Yes.
So can you impart upon us some etiquette for pool parties? How to go about that?
Bikini wax would be nice.
Start there.
Start there.
What's next?
You know, don't slather on a whole bunch of non-water-friendly oils and things and then get in the water. Like, no one wants your body goo.
Speaking of body goo, does body goo affect the pH balance, Roger Banks?
It can affect the filtration more than anything.
It affects the filtration. And welcome to Central Standard.
Oh, thank you.
What do you know about swimming pools? Well, yeah, what do you know about swimming pools?
Oh, well, gosh, my dad decided that he wanted to build us a swimming pool, and it was about the time when the plastic liner pools came out. So he and his buddy got together, and this was like 1963 or 4, and we had a bulldozer come in, got this big hole in our backyard, and then they started dumping gravel in the backyard, and my sisters and I had to take wheelbarrow loads of gravel and shovel it into the wheelbarrow and dump it into this big hole in our yard to make the form the bottom. And then my dad and his buddy built this redwood frame that went along the sides of the pool. And then we had to shovel sand over the gravel to make the bottom smooth and soft and then put in this plastic liner. And it was a hilarious project. My dad would get hurt, and then everybody had to stop, and then my sisters were working really hard saying, is this really worth it? But finally, the pool went in, and that pool never changed its liner for 25 years that I was growing up.
Wow. The Esther Williams pool.
Yeah. It was fantastic, and he had the pump in the basement because he didn't want to look at a pump outside. We had the pump in the basement. So that thing was going all summer, you know, but it was really fun. We just would throw chlorine in it. We had no testing materials or anything. We just throw chlorine in every night. That was somebody's job to do that and clean the pool, but it was the hit of the neighborhood.
Thank you very much for sharing your memories. And 816-235-2888, that's 816-235-2888. It's not too late to tell us what area pool you frequent and why swimming is a great exercise for you. It's the Pool Show here on Central Standard. And Janae Osterhild, lifestyles columnist for the Kansas City Star, is here sharing with us right now. What's your weirdest pool memory that you have? Something weird that happened. A cannonball going wrong, hitting the pool wrong while diving in that flat thing
okay.
on the surface.
This is actually pretty embarrassing.
We love it.
Here goes.
Come with it.
I was briefly on the swim team in high school, And I had a really mean kick, so that was my great little talent, was I could propel through the water. However, one day during practice, when it came to the, you know, diving in, I didn't dive in. I don't know what it was. It wasn't even a belly flop. It would have been better if it was a belly flop. I took in so much chlorine in my nose, I thought that it was like a slurpy brain freeze almost, but
wow.
Chlorine freeze. But very embarrassing, especially with all of the awesome swimmers on the team.
How did you recover?
Oh, I just swam really, really fast after it was my duty to, like, beat everybody else after that during practice.
Did you play it off? Did people see you? Or
oh, no, they saw me. There was no playing it off. My hair was, like, coming out of the, you know, big curls coming out of the swim cap. It was all bad.
Cookie, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, how are you guys this morning?
Pretty good.
I just wanted to share with you that I started learning how to swim when I was around 10 or 11, and I'm from San Francisco. And we used to go to a recreation center, and we learned how to swim there. And then, of course, like one of the previous callers, we used to go to the beach, even if we didn't get in. But some years ago, my job moved me out here, and the temperature in the summertime is just hot for no reason. And that was, you know, kind of hard to deal with. But luckily, I looked online and found an apartment that had an indoor and outdoor pool. So that's how I, you know, cool off in the summertime.
Thank you, Cookie, for your contribution to this conversation. Kansas City, if you've been to our Facebook page in the last few weeks, you've probably had a chance to check out some photos listeners had submitted for the photo recreational water contest. We asked you, where do you go to be around water? And you showed us, thanks to all that participated. And now it's time to announce the winner. The winner is Matt Shepard. Congratulations to Matt Shepard for his photo fishing at the Smithville Lake, with honorable mentions going out to Shirley Harmon for a photo of windsurfers, Gib Shell for his fountain shots, Kendra Desch-Almut for her photos of her backyard fountain and a toothy dog, and Philip Rambo, we loved the fountain you built from old parts of your father's farm. And we have more to share about our pool memories. Head over to kcur.org and tell us where you learned to swim or what KC pool you love to jump into. We also have a slideshow of those photos from our photo contest there at kcur.org. And you can see the winning picture there as well. Janae Osterhell from the Kansas City Star, lifestyle columnist, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And tune in tomorrow as the food critics stop in to tickle your palate and chat about delectable delights. Today's show was produced by Tamika Weatherspoon, with help from our show's producer, Andrea Salenzi, and help from Charlie Upchurch. Central Standard's executive producer is Bill Anderson. Kim Noble is our announcer, and Emily Muter manages our website. Central Standard's intro theme music is by Miles Bonney. The outro you're hearing right now is from the Wilnots. Up to Date is next with a discussion about reconstructing the learning environment after a disaster in Joplin. It's a talk with the U.S. Department of Education Secretary about Joplin schools. I'm Jabalani LaFall. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your day.